Is it finally coming home? Stay right here for a special on the US Open Cup featuring words from one of the tournament's top performers, along with a look at the Women's Euro final coming up right here on the World Soccer Report.
It is time for the Rowdies Rundown and World Soccer Report with Buster DeLay as we go over all of what's happening in the world of soccer. And here is your host, Buster DeLay.
And welcome to the World Soccer Report. Man, oh man, do I have an episode for you today. Here's a look at the schedule. As always, I'll talk some rowdies, and then after that, I'll dive into an overview of the final between England and Germany in the Women's Euros. Following this, stay tuned for an exciting report of the US Open Cup featuring underdog stories and some words from one of the key players in the tournament. The Tampa Bay Rowdies took to the road to face Indy 11, and I tell you, it was really weird seeing Tejada in an Indy shirt. If you missed this trade, be sure to check out the last episode of the show. Indy, who conceded to Tejada earlier in the season within 45 seconds back at Al Lang, now found himself taking the lead first in the 30th minute. Jared Timmer found the head of Raul Aguilera, who had been sent off in the previous meeting between the two squads, a sweet form of revenge for the midfielder. The Rowdies would quickly respond, with Steven Dos Santos converting a penalty he won. The Rowdies would steal the lead going into the break through Jordan Scarlett, who bundled home a rebound after Sean Lewis's breathtaking save following a Dos Santos header. Leo Fernandez would wrap up the win from the penalty spot in the closing seconds of this thriller. Overseas, England, the host of the Euros this year, faced Germany in a final that would shock the world. The whole of England were looking for football to finally come home, where they were petrified in the face of their foes, Germany, who are exceptionally impressive in the caliber of their play. Both goalkeepers, Mary Earps and Meryl Froms, were forced into action a few times to start the match and would ultimately keep the score level at the half, with the best chance going to Germany in a goal line scramble which was finally claimed by Earps. The first goal of the match would come in the second half, with Ella Toon of Manchester United chipping the goalkeeper Froms with finesse and precision to send Wembley into raptures. Not long after, Lena McGill would tap home a delectable Germany attack to equalize. The 90 ended 1-1, as did the first half of extra time. The winner was to be found by another England substitute. Chloe Kelly won a corner and scored following a save from Froms to lift the silverware for England. What a tournament by the English. Speaking of tournaments, it's time for a special on the US Open Cup. Stay tuned. Later in this segment, there will be an interview with one of the most valuable players in the entire tournament. The US Open Cup allows teams of different levels in the structure of soccer in the United States of America to compete against each other. The higher the team is in the structure, the fewer games they will have to play in the preliminary rounds. For example, a USL team would play more than an MLS team. Well, how are the Rowdies doing this tournament? We knocked out the Villagers in a triumphant win at Al Lang. However, we fell short to Orlando City 2-1 at Exploria Stadium, who found themselves in the final now. Couple underdogs made it far against MLS opponents, but two made it farther than anybody would have ever expected. The first team, who may be just the greatest underdogs to ever grace the tournament, is Sacramento Republic. They just kept steaming through MLS teams with a solid defense and a counter-attacking masterclass displayed by Douglas Martinez, Rodrigo Lopez, and more stellar offensive players. They have knocked out LA Galaxy, Sporting Kansas City, and more MLS teams. In my worldwide game of the week, they held Sporting Kansas City to a 0-0 throughout the 120 before winning on penalties. They are now in the final to face Orlando, who slaughtered New York Red Bulls in the semifinals. Another team that has shocked the nation in this tournament was Union Omaha, who are in the USL League One, which is a league lower than the USL Championship. They made it all the way to the quarterfinals, defeating some really big names along the way, such as Minnesota United. Joe Brito was the man to score the winner in that game, as well as prove himself as one of the most reliable players in the tournament. Here's a treat for you. He's here on the show to tell you about his experience with Union Omaha and the run they found themselves dominating in the US Open Cup. Here with Joe Brito, midfielder number 8 for Union Omaha. Now Joe, what is it like going on that Open Cup, cup set, almost getting all the way with Union Omaha, but defying all of the odds, beating two MLS teams and scoring against one of them, against Minnesota United, with the game winner as well. What was that like?
Yeah, it was obviously a dream come true for a lot of us. You know, lot of our goals eventually is to play in MLS, so it's great to get that exposure and play in their stadiums and in that environment. And on top of that, to get those results, and some of us made lifelong memories scoring goals and playing well and stuff like that. So obviously it was a dream come true for a lot of us, and gave us a lot of good experience to bring into the season here in USL League One. So yeah, it was a great run for us.
And what is it like playing with Union Omaha in general, coming off of the title win last season and now trying to re-win that title?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, we have a expectation here to win, so that's a good thing to live up to. You gotta make sure you win every game. We want to be top of the table, and we want to win the championship. So these are all good habits that we're all trying to build, and it's going to help us develop as players. So.
And what is some advice to young players that want to get where you are one day?
I would say never give up, because you know, there's a lot of times where I thought I was doing everything I could and the opportunities weren't coming to me that I thought I should get. But if I just quit, I never would have got to where I am now. So if you quit, then you have no chance. So you might as well just keep going no matter what happens.
That was Joe Brito, midfielder number 8 for Union Omaha. Thank you, Joe. Two little transfer bits and bobs, and then we'll wrap up here. Barcelona have done it again in the transfer window. They've signed defender Jules Koundé, stealing him from his likely target, which was going to be Chelsea. Meanwhile, Luis Suarez leaves Atletico Madrid to return to his boyhood club, Nacional. Be sure to check out my Instagram account, at World Soccer Report. That's at symbol, World Soccer Report, all one word. And if you are listening in on the radio, be sure to check out my Spotify show archives by searching up on Spotify, The World Soccer Report, not all one word. While you're there, be sure to click the link in my Spotify show description to find out how you can help the show. Thank you for listening, and as always, thank you to Radio St. Pete Online for being my home base here on the show. This has been the World Soccer Report, and I'll see you at the game.